The California Department of Food and Agriculture has contracted with the Safe Food Alliance, a division of DFA of California, to host 25 produce safety training classes between January and June of 2018. The Safe Food Alliance is a Sacramento-based technical service organization focused on addressing the needs of the food industry with a special emphasis on California specialty crops. Katie Ward is Senior Marketing Manager for the Safe Food Alliance. Katie, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Happy to be here. Thank you, Patrick.
Well, Katie, tell us more about that contract from CDFA.
So we got this contract bid through CDFA. They have been granted, I think, about $3 million from the FDA to put on produce safety courses throughout the next few years and then to also help with compliance for the growers. And they have contracted with Safe Food Alliance to host these produce safety trainings in, they're calling it Region 3 and 4, which is the southern part of Central California and then all the way to Southern California, what we're covering.
So, Katie, what is this training going to cover in terms of farm food safety?
These classes are going to cover like your basic farm food safety plan, what you need to expect for water regulations, soil amendments, animal control, all of that. I've been through the course myself as a marketing manager just to kind of understand what the growers will have to go through. Our trainers keep the class very interesting. There's not a time that I ever felt bored. So all of the information is very relevant and accurate to be able to apply to the farm and the growing operation.
So Katie, what is the FDA requirement in terms of who from the farm needs to take this training?
At least one person per farm must attend a produce safety training. It doesn't necessarily have to be through the Produce Safety Alliance. It just has to meet the requirements of the FDA. Safe Food Alliance has been approved and has taken the course through the Produce Safety Alliance. We have 4 lead trainers and then 4 trainers who have gone through the training, which makes it about 8 total trainers who will have on site with the relevant experience and being able to walk through all of the questions and everything.
So if each farm sends one person, I guess it's expected that one person needs to transfer that information to the other members of the farming operation, correct?
Exactly. Okay. Historically, we've seen, we've been hosting these trainings since May of 2017, and we have seen the bigger farms or kind of the medium-sized farms have been sending more than one person just because they want to have more than one employee trained up on what's going on. And I will make a note, too, that we are not only offering this in English, but we are offering it in Spanish as well. And I believe it's about 12 to 14 courses that we will be offering in Spanish only in that area.
Well, Katie, this is terrific to get all the members of the farming operation engaged and trained in the required food safety regulations. Now, to find out where these meetings are, they are being calendared. Simply go to Safe Food Alliance Events. That's Safe Food Alliance Events. Well, we've been speaking with Katie Ward. She's the Senior Marketing Manager of the Safe Food Alliance. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast, Katie.
Thank you for having me, Patrick. I appreciate it.